Music there from Valerie Milhaud, the groundbreaking harpist, with one of many stunning contemporary recordings there, Steve Reich's Counterpoint. And Valerie is our guest this afternoon. Very exciting. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, our daily look at arts and culture. Valerie Milhaud again in performance. Hers is a rebel spirit. She's taken the possibilities of her instrument to new heights. During a long career, she was raised in Trois-Rivières, Quebec, started playing the instrument at 10 years old, and she first found major attention in the early 2000s, picking up endless awards for her technique and deep understanding of the instrument, but also her moving interpretations of classical and contemporary repertoire. In 2008, she won the Prix avec Grande Distinction and followed up with the prestigious Prix d'Europe. She was the first harpist in almost 100 years to have won that bursary. She would go on to win many others and has recorded and performed with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, Les Violons d'Oie, and Orchestre Métropolitain de Montréal under maestros Yannick Nézet-Séguin and Julien Querty. Valerie Milhaud loves going after Handel, Smetana, Mozart, but as we just heard, she also wows with her inventive recordings of contemporary names like Steve Reich and King Crimson. She's a teacher, a vocal cultural figure online, and a mother. Tomorrow, you can enjoy her gorgeous playing through a new offering from the West Bend Concert Venue in Campbellford. The new digital stage is streaming at westbenddigitalvenue.ca. More on that in just moments. It is a real thrill to have Valerie Milhaud here on The Oasis. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for the introduction. Wow.
It was wonderful to put together. Not a problem at all. I'm a big fan, as you know. You've really pushed the sonic possibilities of what this instrument can do. And every time I hear you perform, I have to stop what I'm doing and just live in that music for a moment. Thank you for your inventive spirit.
Oh, well, I thank you for listening to my music. Actually, it's because I like the harp so much that I try to take everything I can from it and use it on, you know, in many different styles and many different music types.
What drives you to explore all the territory you do? I mean, one day it's Mozart, the next day it's Robert Fripp. it's really all over the map.
Yeah, well, for sure, I have a very wide span of interests. A soft spot for progressive rock music, but I also really like classical baroque music. So I'm very open-minded with all of this. But it's really because I think the harp, when I decided to do this as a career, my goal was to showcase the harp as I really see it. I feel it as a very powerful instrument, not the instrument that we can sometimes have as a sort of cliche image, the image of an angel playing the harp. To me, it's not something that really sticks to me, because to me, it's a very powerful instrument. It's more like a lion in a cage that I need to control some sort of way. So, I'm just trying to expose all the different things you can do with a harp, and there are tons of things that you can do with an instrument.
And if people are looking for the different images of a harp, I suggest watching some of Valerie's videos online, because we get some very, very different ideas of how the harp should be presented. Was it always the hope to have this sort of virtuosic presence? Did you ever think, maybe I'll be a member of a symphony orchestra and not follow my heart in all this uncharted territory?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's a promise I made to myself when I decided to really concentrate my studies on music, and especially harp. That was when I was 18 years old. I took an engagement with myself that I would make a living from playing solo and chamber music only until 10 years. Like I give myself 10 years. If not, I would just change career. I mean, you know, today you can just go back to university and do whatever you want, or almost. So it's not that I don't like playing in orchestras. I think, you know, it's a wonderful thing to do too. But it was really, I wanted to play a lot. I wanted to really, you know, sort of defend the image of the harp, because I think there's so much to do with this instrument. So, like when I was 25, started to be able to do only a solo and chamber music.
So, you're one of these 10-year plan people.
Kinda, yeah. And then after, you know, you have to make plans for the other 10
make,
years.
Make but some decisions, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about your harp, the Apollonia. Only 13 mm-hmm. only 13 exist in the world. Is this something you take around the world with you? And tell us a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. For now, I have not take it with me on the road outside Canada, because I have it since 1 year and a half. And, well, you know, with COVID, we don't really get out of the country, isn't it? So it's a new presence in my harp life. It's a magical instrument that I encountered in Chicago. I was there because a major harp maker is there. The name is Lionel Healy. And it's a very big international dealer for harps, and they have an arrangement with an Italian company named Salvi. They sell some of their harps. And I was looking, it was after a year during which I played more than 20 times in solo with orchestra, and I just found that I went to the limits of my instrument and that I needed a more powerful instrument. So I was looking for this rare harp that would sound, you know, have a very big and warm sound.
Right.
So I tried all the harps that were like in my budget. And there were those prestige harps that we call, you know, the one with, you know, the gilded harps with a lot of details. You
of
know,
course.
What really
right.
makes the difference in a harp price is the look and not really the sound. So at the end, I just decided to try the gilded harp harps just because, you know, just for fun. And there, one of them was really like a really special harp with this sound I was looking for. I just had a really, in French we say, coup de cœur for this instrument. And so I went back to Quebec and tried to find a way to get to play on it. And after 1 year of working on that, I found a patron who bought it for me. So his name is Roger Dubois. He has a large collection of instruments. He has among this like many violins, many Stradivari, and among this he has also the octobus that they bought in for the Montreal Symphony.
I like that we still have patrons for the arts in this day and age. It's something we read about from hundreds of years ago. So.
Mm-hmm. It's always been there, you know, in classical music. Tchaikovsky had a patron. It's, you know, I feel that this moment in my career, it's been 10 years I was playing professionally, and I just felt it was arriving at a good moment that I could really sense the worth of it and really enjoy playing on a special instrument. You know, after 1 year of discovering, you know, after the encounter with the instrument in Chicago, I finally got to play on it. And since then, it has just been a magical relationship.
Let's talk about this concert that's happening on Saturday night, or Saturday afternoon, I should say. Mm-hmm. New digital venue at the West Bend Concert Barn in Campbellford, mm-hmm. Ontario. Donna and Brian, they got a hold of me and they said that you've performed this concert on stage, I guess on your own, with maybe a few birds singing along. Tell us about the performance that will be premiering tomorrow.
Yes, Donna and Brian had this very beautiful idea. You know, with the situation now with the pandemic, people are trying to find new ways to reach out to the public. And I think they got this really, really nice idea that, you know, people in Kemble Ford and people who know West Bend have attended the Magical Barn.
It's a beautiful spot. Yep.
It's a beautiful spot, really nice to play there, and I'm sure it's really nice to attend concerts there. But they decided to do like a little concert, so it's a performance that is available online. But what I really like with their approach is that it's not just a camera fixed, and you know, it's really it brings something more to the performance. So you get to have close-ups on the fingers. You get to have. We were able to film in different spots. So at some point, I'm playing outside and I'm playing inside. So
what a beautiful idea!
Yes, and what is good with this numeric thing that, you know, we have to rethink a bit how to showcase music is when it adds something more to the live experience.
Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be playing.
I'm going to be playing one of my favorite works for harp, which is a sonata by Germaine Taillefer, a French composer that was connected to Erik Satie, so it's a bit in the style of Erik Satie. Then after this, I'm playing the very well-known Debussy Clair de Lune. And I finished this with one of my arrangements that is on my latest recording that was out on April 2020. So it's an arrangement I made from Nimrod, from the Enigma Variations by Elgar.
It sounds absolutely stunning. I think you've teased us. We'll all be watching tomorrow at 12 noon, and then you'll be on Zoom at 1 o'clock after the performance, and you'll be having a talk back with members of that group. And by the way, I should point out to people as well, westbenddigitalvenue.ca. That's the place to visit, westbenddigitalvenue.ca. You can have a fun look around at the Milk Shed. You can actually, if you're in the region, you can order West Bend to go and order some wonderful food to go along with the performance. But Valerie, we're just big fans here. So tomorrow at noon is when people can watch you. So thank you for being here this afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much.
Really, really lovely. And we're going to get to more of your music. You performing Handel here. This is The Oasis on the New Classical FM.